WCHS again presents a program for the first, second, and third grades of Kanawha County Schools, presented by WCHS in cooperation with the Junior League of Charleston and the Kanawha County Board of Education. These are heard in the classrooms of the county schools, where first, second, and third graders draw their impressions of today's music. Scripts are written by members of the league, and today's script is entitled Our Aloha State, written originally by Jackie Blankenship and rewritten by Martha B. Stathers. Featured in today's cast are Dolly Sherwood, Jeff Lynn, and Christy Tinsley. And now, today's musical picture.
Today. I'm Sally Martin. My brother, Bobby, and I have just come back from a visit to our 50th state. Do you know which one that is?
Sure, Sally. They know it's Hawaii. We had so much fun, I can't decide what to tell them about first.
Let's tell them about the luau, Bobby. But first, let's begin with the trip. Maybe the boys and girls don't know how far it is.
Well, we started in Charleston and rode in the car for 6 days. All the way across the country to California. Then we got on a big ocean liner and had the most wonderful boat ride. For 5 days we didn't see anything but water, no matter which way we looked. Finally the day came when we were to arrive in Hawaii. We all went up on the deck to see what, so we could see everything. Just about the first thing we could see were palm trees. When we got pretty close to land, a lot of Hawaiian boys came out to meet us in their canoes. Soon the water was full of canoes. The boys were laughing and singing and shouting, Aloha!
That means welcome. And it does seem funny, but it also means goodbye. There were lots of pretty girls with long black hair waiting when we came down the ramp from the boat. They were wearing skirts made of long pieces of grass and beautiful necklaces made of flowers. They are called leis. The girls gave each of us a lei and said aloha. Listen to this Hawaiian music and you will be able to imagine just how beautiful everything was.
Thank you.
of things all over the island. There were big cities, a lot like Charleston, and little villages where the people lived in little grass huts. We saw big farms where they grow sugar cane and pineapples. We saw beautiful flowers and brightly colored birds. Why, we even saw a volcano.
There was so much to see. Hawaii is really a group of islands, and there are beautiful beaches on all of them. Hawaiians are very good swimmers and fishermen. In fact, fishing is one of the most important things they do. They fish with spears, sometimes for sport. But when they want to catch a lot of fish, they use their nets.
When the men have been out fishing for a long time and come home with their nets full of fish, they have a big celebration called Hukilau. They have singing and dancing and games and a big feast called a luau.
We want you to use your imagination and pretend that you are going with us to a luau.
Aloha, children. I am Kalani. Welcome to a real Hawaiian luau. The music is playing and the feast has begun. Some of the girls are dancing the hula. That's our favorite dance in Hawaii. Why don't you try it, too? Come on, get up out of your seats and everyone try it. You too, boys.
But I don't know how to do it, Kalani.
Just take tiny sliding steps to one side, then the other. Now put out your arms to the side and move your hips to the music. That's it. You're doing fine. Wasn't that fun? Now you must sit down on the ground and taste some of our food. See how everyone sits in a big circle.
But Kalani, where are the spoons and forks?
Why, we just eat with our fingers at a luau, Sally.
Oh boy, this is fun already. But what's this stuff we're eating?
Well, of course you recognize the fruit and pineapple juice. In this bowl you will find poi. We have this in place of vegetables. It's made from the leaves of plants. Dip your finger in the bowl and try some.
Oh my, this is like eating peanut butter with your fingers. It's awful gooey.
The meat is pig, what you call pork. We cook a whole pig for a luau. Isn't it good? Then the other things are different kinds of fish, some cooked and some raw. Oh, but look, they're getting ready to do the tapa dance. See the gourds they shake for rhythm? Let's watch while you finish eating.
Mary dance. We've certainly seen a lot since we've been here.
Have you seen Mauna Loa?
The volcano? Oh, yes. It was so exciting. I didn't know you could get so close to a real volcano. Why, we drove up the mountainside clear to the top and looked down inside to the very place it erupts.
The inside looked just like a lake made out of smooth black rock instead of water. I could imagine it starting to steam and bubble. Then the big rocks would come bursting out of the top, and the red-hot lava would start to pour over the sides. Wouldn't that be exciting?
Oh, Bobby, it doesn't sound exciting to me. It just sounds scary. What is lava, anyway?
It's really rock that is so hot it has melted. It is frightening, but it's a beautiful sight, especially at night, because the lava glows a beautiful red color. Would you like to hear the story the Hawaiian people tell about why the volcano erupts?
Oh, yes.
Long ago, before the Hawaiians knew about God, they believed that there were many gods and goddesses. Pele was the goddess of fire. She was the keeper of flames and volcanoes. She traveled from one volcano to another and finally made her home here in Hawaii, right in Mauna Loa. She liked to change herself into a real person, usually an old lady, and visit among the people on the island. She would ask them to do favors for her, and if they did not do as she asked, she became quite angry and would go back to her volcano and begin a fire. She would make terrible fires, bright red against the sky, and cause red-hot lava to pour from Mauna Loa for many months without stopping. Her voice was the thundering sound of the volcano erupting. When the people heard her rumbling, they sang to her, begging her to be kind to them. Then they waited to see how angry she was. Even the birds became excited. Listen, and you will hear Pele rumbling.
Exciting story. No wonder the people get excited when they hear Pele rumbling.
Well, children, it looks like our luau is ending. I hope you've enjoyed it.
Oh, we have. Thank you, Kalani. And we hope you've enjoyed hearing about our trip to Hawaii, boys and girls.
Now you'll have a few minutes to draw something we've told you about. I'm anxious to know what you decide to draw. Aloha, boys and girls.
This has been another in a program of musical pictures for students in the first, second, and third grades of Kanawha County Schools, presented by WCHS in cooperation with the Junior League of Charleston and the Kanawha County Board of Education. Today's program was entitled Our Aloha State, written by Jackie Blankenship, rewritten by Martha B.